The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, SACS, is one of six regional groups approved by the federal government to accredit institutions of higher learning. Recently, it warned the University of Virginia to clean up its governing act after the Board of Visitors tried to get rid of President Teresa Sullivan. Specifically, SACS criticized the board's failure to consult faculty. But Ann Neal says that's ludicrous.
There's one body that is legally responsible and has a fiduciary obligation to the students, the families, and the taxpayers of Virginia, and that is the Board of Visitors.
Neal is president of the American Council of Trustees and Alumni, ACTA, a group founded by Dick Cheney's wife, Lynn, and conservative lawmakers like Joe Lieberman. Neal sent a letter to the Department of Education accusing SACS of exceeding its authority and requesting an investigation.
The attack on SACS, I think, is completely off the wall. I don't know where that came from.
David Brenneman is a professor of public policy at the University of Virginia.
They are a kind of underwriter's laboratory for quality assurance.
But Neal says quality of education at UVA is not at issue, and the Board of Visitors is already making changes to improve communications and transparency in the way it does business.
I think it would be a step backwards if we allowed organizations that are empowered by the federal government to start second-guessing what college or university trustees do.
Neal complained that by putting UVA on warning for a year, SACS had damaged the university's reputation. Brenneman scoffs.
I think what's damaging to the university is what the Board of Visitors did.
And he doubts SACS will be hurt by the ACTA attack.
You could say it's a showboating example for them, trying to get their name in the press and get a little attention brought to themselves, but nobody in higher education, for the most part, takes them at all seriously.
The Department of Education says only that it received Neal's letter and could investigate SACS. I'm Sandy Houseman.